Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here I come. They do a different one every time. I just came up from the elevator the basement. We changed the song because then it's a little bit longer than
When did you start coming into Rage Against the Machine?
No, I changed it because it's a little bit longer.
I accidentally was on Tom Likas for a second there.
I do less talking.
Okay, is that why?
It saved me 30 seconds. No, I just wanted to mix it up because, you know, I started with Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah, the Stones, right?
And then I did Helter Skelter. We still close with Helter Skelter.
Okay.
And so we're here with Adam. Adam, what do we know you from?
Well, I produce
Chick Chat, right?
Yeah, I'm mostly known for producing Chick Chat with Patty Rossborough and Gary Karavis.
Shout out to those
hacks. Karavis. Oh, here comes...
shout out to those hacks.
Here comes my boyfriend, Brian McCarthy.
You guys really are.
We're kind of down low,
People are talking.
Yeah.
Oh boy, he's smart.
I do help him pick out his outfits a lot of times before I leave his house on Fridays when we do the show.
For real?
Yeah, I will help him pick out coordinate an outfit.
And last week, let me tell it. Last week,
finish each other's
sentences.
You guys
really are married.
I put on a pair of shorts and I said, hey, is this a white peach or a salmon shirt? Mm-hmm. He said salmon, but it was really white peach.
You goose.
You're too much sometimes. You don't care who toasts.
It's like one of those Christopher Guest improv movies.
And then,
yeah.
Hey, you know,
not only that, but also
you bring the paper.
No, I bought two. I think Pat Dixon stole the post. No, because they both. You know, I was walking by the guy selling the papers. You know,
right.
And I had a bunch of change, so I wanted to buy the post because it was a story about some guy who was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I actually read that story.
Yeah, so I thought maybe you could cash out on that.
Well, you know,
just every time you go up and downstairs, you fall and you trip.
Sure.
And it's always like a banana there just to make it a little funny.
A giant banana.
So how we doing, boys?
Yeah, you know.
No, but this one says lost for 17 years. That's the headline, lost for 17 years.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I didn't read the story.
Oh.
But the guy was lost for 17 years.
Well, he was in a wheelchair.
9/11 stunner, it says.
Anyway, but I was thinking, I told somebody it's my fantasy to be lost for 17 years.
Right, the next
And then when I'd
years.
Show up, my wife would be like, where the fuck were you? I'd be like, aren't you happy I'm back?
Right.
Aren't you supposed to be thrilled that your husband, your beloved, betrothed?
Look how big the kids are.
What's the expression?
Dethroned.
Dethroned?
No.
No, it's in a...
Betrothed.
Betrothed?
Do you think she'd move...
Anyway, this is a pre-tape, by
the
way.
She would move on, right?
So that's why we can do whatever
the
fuck we want.
This is 5 years?
It's August 15th.
Wow. Okay.
I hope I was murdered.
Yeah.
Between now and August 15th. Because this will be fucking gold.
Yeah. Summer's really flying by, huh, guys? Yeah, I tell you what. So how are you, Adam?
It's just like a Catholic holiday, August 15th. No, it is, because that's how we knew summer was kind of creeping to its... It's not time to hold back August 15th. Like, if you had something else to do, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because now we only got two more weeks left. We would always go back to school right after the fucking Labor Day Tuesday.
They do a weird thing, like in North Carolina, where the kids go back to school, like, in the beginning of August. But then
they do that in California too.
Yeah, right.
But they do a lot of weird shit in North Carolina. Like they fuck their sisters.
Yeah, hey, get over here.
That's
weird.
That's not even top.
I know, sorry.
That's
not judge even much.
Top, that's not even right. Top 10 of the weird things that North Carolina does.
I know.
Did a joke. He goes. I did a gig in South Carolina. He goes, do you want to get paid in cash or fireworks?
Yeah, I have a.
That's how they used to pay comics in Boston. They go, we give you $1,000 cash or $2,000
cocaine
in coke
or something. Yeah, right.
And they all became junkies.
Yeah,
who would have thunk?
Mm-hmm. I would take the coke.
Would you?
Yeah.
But then you got to sell it.
Sorry,
you
get, I you can get sell. Wow.
Then you get arrested.
Do you have to?
Then you get arrested.
And you have to. I sell to just Dennis Leary. Yeah, I stole Bill Hicks' act.
John Panette. He's fat and he does cocaine. Now he's dead.
Is that guy dead? All the big fat guys.
John
Panette,
yeah.
Is that fluffy guy dead? Or no, the other big fat guy.
No, he's Gabriel Iglesias. He's alive.
Who's the other guy I'm thinking of, though?
Ralphie?
Ralphie May is dead.
Right? He was almost going to be, his wife was almost going to be on this show.
Really? What happened?
Not this show, my show, because... What's that guy, the Asian guy? We had him on the show before. He's friends with Attell.
Chops Louie?
Yoshi?
Yeah, Yoshi.
Yeah, Yoshi.
Oh, Yoshi was
he
on?
He asked me to have Ralphie May's... widow. Wife on, because they're doing a documentary about his, about his eating. No, right.
about his eating.
So, but I don't know. Oh, right? I don't know Ralphie May.
Really?
Like, I'd just be sitting there and be like, why didn't he stop eating?
What's it called?
Like, I'm such a prick. I'd be like, okay, enough about the comedy. Nobody gives a fuck.
No.
Why'd he die? He's fat. He's a fat fuck, and he didn't stop eating. At some point, you got to stop eating.
I heard the name of the documentary is What Are the Specials Tonight?
Where's the cricket?
I don't know. Caller? Thank you. Anybody?
Quick on that.
That really sounds relaxing.
Quick
really
on that.
Like, no, those crickets.
Like when you're a porch in North Carolina.
Yeah, no, when you're relaxing in the country in the summer, you hit
whittling.
Those crickets. It really does.
My wife's sister lives in North Carolina. She's in New Jersey originally, but she goes, the first time I went down there was like 18 years ago, and her husband's a real redneck, and he goes, I just made some moonshine. You want to drink some moonshine? It was in a jar. It was like dirty.
And she married him?
They're since divorced.
Do you feel like he was just playing it extra Carolinian?
Like, took his like monocle off?
Well, like, you know, if the guy from New York's coming down, he's going to act like a hillbilly.
I hear you got a Jew coming down here. Let's put some Mountain Dew in let's really play it up for him. Let's give him the old
put on a show.
Yeah.
Hee-haw.
Yeah. Right. He undoes one flap on his overalls.
right. Exactly. I call this the sister touching finger. I get in deep with this.
Yeah, but speaking of that. I was thinking about, since you guys have you been on the show before together here?
I have not been here since we got Brian. Yeah, since you gave me my new brother.
No, because I guess people who watch this show probably don't necessarily watch.
They might. I think there's a good amount of crossover.
Brian McCarthy interview show, but I'm saying
definitely watch that.
It is awkward as fuck.
Yeah,
the Brian McCarthy.
No, because I could see Harvey Weinstein. Yeah. That's the oldest trick in the book. Have a man. Have somebody you're attracted to on one side of the couch. Have something that you can pet in between.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, because you're already stroking. You're already stroking.
And there
and
are so many other options for places we can do the show, but he insists on me coming over. Early in
coming.
The morning, right after his wife leaves the house to bring my equipment to do the sofa.
Yeah, wait till
next
I'll give
to
you
him
the signal when she's gone.
To do the show next to him on a pleather sofa.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's, so it's really...
It's like a leatherette.
Yeah, it's amazing. No one's been penetrated.
And you wear very short shorts.
I do. My friend goes, I just tune in every week for the camel toe. I just tune in every week. Although, I tell you, I bought some Gold Bond. My asshole is so chapped right now. Like,
is it?
Don't you get chapped from riding your bike?
My body's falling apart. My skin just peeled. My fucking toe is fucked up.
You're like Brundlefly.
I was telling Adam, I shouldn't really even tell this story. My back is so fucked up.
Right.
So I wanted to get him a massage, you know? And I thought, I didn't know if I had time, that it was a time factor.
Or
I'm like, I gotta get a massage, you know? And I wasn't gonna get permission from anybody, but I'm like, if I get a hand job, I get a hand job, but I need a massage.
Happens, it happens.
So, and I didn't have time. I didn't have a lot of time. So I go to my massage place, quote unquote massage place.
Sure.
And she goes, we not see you for a while.
Right.
Uh-huh. So then I go, where's the, they go, oh, she's busy.
Oh, no.
The regular girl. The Asian girl. I don't know her name. She's just Asian girl.
How comes George Takei?
So I was telling Adam, the one she's trying to take me to this other room, but then the other door is like locked or the door's closed. Mm. I just want to kick the door down.
Yeah.
I thought we had something special.
Yeah, he thought they had.
Thought we had something.
A connection.
Yeah. It's been 2 years. Was this a rub and tug?
Yeah, but I want to get but they give a good back rub. So I want my back is fucked up from riding my bike, so I want to get a good back rub. So then she goes, how about the Italian girl? And I just
Italian
had
an Italian girl.
No, because I said I want the Asian girl. She goes, how about the Italian girl? And
I go,
where is she? So she shows me. She's
stirring the sauce.
She's in another room. I didn't want her touching me. No offense to Italian girls, they're terrific, but it wasn't like my
no emotional connection.
Who am I thinking of? The bombshell from the 50s, movie star.
Oh Jesus, I don't know. I'm thinking of God damn it. She's even hot now.
Sophia Loren.
There you go.
It was more like Nick DiPaolo.
Okay.
With a wig.
Turn over. I'm going to jerk you prick off.
They're trying to get information right
where do you go with an Italian
girl? Massage lady.
Ranting.
Fucking,
where do you go with an Italian girl in
that's what I want.
Asian
I feel like
place.
You got to go for the Italian girl just because that's not usually
on
the table.
If she was hot, I might have.
Oh, solo mio. Oh, Maron.
Wait, you, so you saw her?
Yeah.
Wait, no, she was she like an Italian or was she
I
like...
I don't know. I didn't talk to her. I didn't have an interview with her.
Yeah, was she from Umbria?
You didn't sit down with
but
her.
But it's rude. I don't give a fuck. Who cares about people's feelings anymore? She goes, there she is. And I go, okay, I'll be back.
But you saw her.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'll come
out.
Back.
That's interesting. I thought it was always all Asian.
Yeah,
I didn't
exactly.
realize
especially
that.
For a rub and tug. Yeah. By the way, your wife listens to this. Don't think she'd be
does
upset?
She?
Hearing you talk about getting a rub and tug?
Maybe.
Did she have the password for your
but
account?
I've been gone for 17 years.
That's 18,000 hand jobs.
What's she going to do? First of all, I need a back rub. So even if I told her, like, I need a back rub, she'd be like, oh, you want a hand job? I go, no, I really need a back rub. Yeah.
But there are places where you can get a massage and not get a hand job.
Yeah, I go.
I know, those places are probably busy. Aren't they busy?
No, they're way less busy than I'd never have to even make an appointment. I just go in.
Where and what are they? How long is that? How much does it cost?
It's less. It's, I mean, you know, for an hour,
it's
probably
like 30
40 bucks, 30
it
bucks.
It would be less. So I was saying, just get a,
and they do a
get
great a job.
I was thinking, just get a massage and no hand job at the hand job place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, you're not going to deny the hand
job. I don't think you want to go to a hand job place for the legitimate massage. I don't think they're going to do a good job, probably.
She'll do a good job.
They do a good job.
But it's almost like going to McDonald's and saying no meat. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Or like Popeyes and not ordering the orange soda.
Yeah, in the break room, they'd be like, I had the crazy weather guy. Yeah. He come in here and he said, I said, turn over. He go, no, thanks, donate. And he reeves.
Yeah, he said, donate.
He said, donate and reeve.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I said, donate. And then he left.
He's like, that's his calling card. He yells his catchphrase.
What world do I live in now? I don't understand.
That would be funny if I start doing that as soon as I get off, as I get off the subway.
Donate!
Oh, that's that donate guy.
It's a donate guy.
Who's a comic? I just went walking over here, sprinting over here. I walked by a homeless guy with a dog sitting there. Like, who's a comic made that joke? Like, the dog must think it's like the longest walk ever.
Yeah.
The dog's like, when is this walk over?
Yeah, but I don't know.
I could do this by myself.
Yeah, I hate the, I hate homeless people with dogs.
No, it's fucking ridiculous.
Well, they'd be homeless and then they got a dog and the dog's got a sweater. That's the thing I have the biggest problem with.
No, but
you're accessorizing your dog.
Right.
Yeah, but who gets fed first?
Right.
Probably do like Mad Max. They just share a can of dog food or something.
I can't even imagine being homeless. Like I tweeted, I'd be a terrible homeless guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you fucking assholes.
I
wouldn't cut it.
You know the squatters in the East Village? I once picked up two of them and double-teamed them.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Jimmy Martinez
is that serious?
Used to do.
Really?
For real?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
Jimmy Martinez's buddy would park in front of homeless shelters and then...
Oh,
and
my God.
With the,
oh, right. What was the guy's name? You used to always talk about him. Like,
Squeezy?
Smoovy. Smoovy. Did you ever get Smoovy to call in?
He would sit in front of the homeless shelter.
Like in a car?
Yeah, in a car. And then, and then he would talk to them. If they had kids, they would always go back to his house. My wife made my wife crazy.
That's a step down from the pimp in front of the bus station. Just like guy in front of
a... Yeah, isn't that good for them? They get a shower.
I mean,
the kids get to sleep and they get to eat, and then all they got to do is fuck Smoovy.
You kids like Nintendo 64?
I mean, that's risky for him.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I just can't imagine somebody like on the fringe of society like that. I feel like you're kind of playing
like... What's bringing in a dog to your house?
Yeah, but I mean,
a dog
I just feel like there's a
you.
Higher no. probability that you're like, we're talking like venereal diseases, like
it don't scare me.
Post-traumatic.
No. At my age, I like to mix it up a little bit.
You got about 15 good years left, maybe.
Right,
so
I might
like,
as well. I might as well get AIDS, so some young man doesn't have to.
Yeah, take one for the team, the white man team.
Like, what are they going to tell me?
No. They're gonna. Yeah,
I go almost look at. They go when I get my physical. They go because I have to get a colonoscopy, and they said, "Do you have any blood in your stool?" I'm actually looking for blood in my stool. I'm hoping for blood
in
my stool.
For.
Just so I can be like, I'm done.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Plus
I have to die before September because my 10-year life insurance plan lapses.
What do you mean? You have to keep paying into it, or
no? It's over. It's a 10-year plan, and once it's over, it's over. Then you got to get a new plan.
But there's still you still have equity in that money, right?
No, I don't keep the money.
So what do you do with it?
They keep it. That's why life insurance sucks. Because if you die, you get money, but you're dead.
Right.
And if you don't die, you're just paying $1,000 a year.
$1,000 a year? What's that? $100,000?
No, $1,000 a year for 10 years.
But what's your policy? How much? Like, let's say you drop dead right now. What does your wife get?
$500,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
And Neil gets.
Yeah.
Neil's in it.
Yeah, he's your beneficiary after all this.
He gets a piece.
I was Neil's beneficiary.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
But then he went vegan. I was like, fuck, I might as well trash him because he ain't gonna die.
He left you an udon.
Hey, let's. We have the female brain. They wanted somebody. Oh, Zach Wynn. I don't know if that's his Twitter name, but I think I don't know if that's his at. But his Twitter name is Zach Wynn. Z-A-C-H-Wynn. W-I-N-N.
He sent in
the female brain. He bought it on Amazon or whatever. He sent it.
He did.
So he wanted us to watch it. So we're just going to watch it for a second.
So what's the gross up to now that he bought it on Amazon?
It never moved off of 19,000. Oh, that I see.
No, it went up.
Yeah, I don't think
like,
they. I don't think
probably
calculate
went up
that.
$12.
Yeah. Wow, we're going to watch a movie. This will be interesting.
It was great.
I like how the seating. Oh, you guys are fucking class act.
What are you looking at?
It looks like we're in a movie theater watching it.
That is great. Yeah.
We're all seated like in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello. I'm Julia Brizendine, and I'm a neurologist.
That's Wendy Cummings.
Sounds geeky.
Yeah.
But I basically stare into people's
heads
all day,
Brian.
Which is a dream for me because ever since I was a kid, I've always wished I could read people's minds. Life is so much easier now that I have a machine that lets me see inside people's brains.
So far, it's great.
I can't even find out someone's
like a
emotional
bad documentary.
Intelligence by showing them
this is
photos
the beginning
of
the movie?
And then
I guess. Don't roll the credits or anything?
Foreshadowing. Well, they probably cut that part out.
Sorry,
I mean, they probably didn't roll
such
that part.
A dork, but come on. How cool is that? Anyway, I work at a university now, and I think what ultimately drives my research today is my fascination and frustration with phrases like this. Women are crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Men are stupid.
Hey, watch out.
Women are obsessed
shopping
with marriage. Men are obsessed with sex.
Yeah.
Right? These are all.
I'm at the wrong theater.
This is the worst TED talk ever.
Probably all heard, maybe even thought.
She should talk slower.
Right.
She actually looks like it's weird because she actually looks like some of my sisters.
We know a lot more
I looked at her and Neil are.
I wonder if
flowers
that was,
in the attic.
Intentional.
We know that men have bigger heads and.
Yeah.
Thicker skulls.
Yeah, cocks.
And in the old days, scientists used to think that that meant that they had bigger brains, too. Uh-huh.
This is the movie? This is the movie.
Yeah, it's the movie.
This is the beginning of the movie?
The exact same number.
They're trying to get you to not watch it.
So if we just
why don't you start with like
recently,
something like if you're a stand up, you want to start with a good joke. Is this
right.
Is this like part of the.
This is fucking gold.
No, usually like
I don't
a
know what you're talking about.
I'm
something with a little pizzazz in it.
Yeah.
Like, not to compare it to Fast and Furious, but they wouldn't start like this, would they?
You should have jumped out of an airplane in a Ferrari.
Or Jaws. Didn't Jaws start with, like, someone being eaten or something?
We're
going to
need a bigger cock.
Sometimes sabotages.
What the fuck?
Oh, Sofia Vergara's in this?
Oh,
yeah. They have, like, big people in it.
I'm guessing she's playing the housekeeper?
Now. Like any couple,
too soon, Brian.
Stephen
sorry,
and Lisa
buddy.
Have their issues.
And then they have an interracial couple.
Oh,
extremely interracial.
Fast forward.
Actually, have a biological
a black dude
basis.
And a Colombian lady.
Oh,
I feel like
what's
this
happening now?
Mirror is gonna fall. What do you think?
Oh, they couldn't put him with a white woman. They had to put him with a right.
So
you know,
figure,
mix
California,
it up, right?
To just see inside their heads to find out why they act the way they do.
Oh.
Well, first of all, it's helpful to know that women are generally more sensitive to threats than men.
Shut up, you cunt!
This is because of the part of the brain that senses danger, the amygdala. In women, this area is more easily
This is impossibly bad.
So the premise is for guys to kind of have insight to what's happening in
smaller than men
in a woman's mind. Is that sort of kind of like that? Wasn't there a Mel Gibson movie where like they could read his thoughts?
What women want?
What women want? Yeah,
it's more of a Helen Hunt vehicle. Just
okay.
What women want? Mel Gibson was in it.
Maybe
2001
was it? Okay.
Which bonds you with someone.
This is more like
this
a
explains why Stephen and Lisa
clinical
are less
version
sexual
of that.
But more committed. And yes, this even happens to attractive people.
Is the black guy good looking?
Are you gonna pick up Ty?
That's what's his name?
I?
He's a comic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny.
Okay.
Keith Robinson? Is it Keith Robinson?
Something, he used to work on Conan.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
What are they doing?
No, the fucked up part is that all these people got cast in this movie, and then they found out the girl from Modern Family was in it, and they found out who was, like...
This is
and they thought it was going to be, like, a hit movie,
for
you know?
Right.
So,
years,
so now they're all like, what the fuck? And then they watch it. I can't even, I could see people walk... I could see people that were in the movie walking out of this movie.
Well, didn't and then that guy's in it.
Because of the biracial couple?
You didn't notice something different?
Because this should be like a warning. Say, warning, a biracial couple's in this picture.
That guy's from Westworld.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, he's
yeah,
on a big TV show.
Anthony Hopkins is in this?
Everybody's known. Everybody's known.
A lot of there's some names.
No, they got names. They got names, and that people said they saw previews in the movie, like at the movie theater.
Now, would this be like a rom com?
Self-conscious.
I don't know, but you can't make a movie like that where a woman's talking. You can't have a woman narrator
having thoughts.
Yeah. It's like having a woman Darth Vader.
And then she talks the whole time, and then they just act out what she's saying.
I guess so. If you shut up, we could enjoy the movie.
I white them too much. You see, they're whiter.
Oh, Australia.
My eyes.
I think she's.
It makes my skin yellow.
That's the typical English California stuff. Classic. They gotta like, she's Australian because no one's like anything.
Right.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, you're from. Where's Chad Zumach?
Yeah.
He makes he's from They cut him out of the Blu-ray.
he's from Cleveland.
Yeah. He's an everyman.
Stop. Don't touch that. Back off.
My wife does that. She wants to pop zits.
I love it.
Especially if it's on my dick.
I'm with her. Yeah, with her teeth. Kevin, give me the puss. I like it. I'm going to bite the pimples on your balls.
Leave it alone.
I'm going to bite the pimples on your balls.
To release endorphins. Another
endorphins? What is it? Dolphins in this now? What's next? Free Willy?
God, they just she goes on and on and on. Have you ever seen her do stand-up?
Whitney Cummings?
Lions do it.
Yeah.
Girlfriends
no.
Adam, have you ever seen her do stand-up?
I have not. Well, I've seen maybe a tidbit of a special.
She's too thin now. She's too
thin. Yeah, she's very thin. And
but she's not very appealing. She used to be more appealing when she was younger. Now she's too thin.
It was to give voucher for the Brazilian straightening.
She looks emaciated.
You're welcome.
Right. The gift voucher for the Brazilian straightening for my hair.
The gift dodger. This guy doesn't care whose toes he steps on.
I like my hair. It looks cool. It looks like disheveled
disheveled.
Feel dangerous. Like, unpredictable. Like, what? Who is that guy?
I will say something. The energy in the movie, those palpable, it really cracks. Yeah. It's crackling for me.
Yeah, you feel it?
Yeah. I've never been more happy to be blind.
He's moving around at quite a clip,
good,
too.
Good pacing. You know? Now, hold on. Did your brother direct this and edit it, or just direct it? And did he write it?
I think he directed it, right?
He wrote it. It was directed by Whitney Cummings.
Okay.
Really?
By Whitney Cummings and Neil Brennan.
You know, okay. The Dukes,
and then Neil.
The boys,
wait,
the
but Whitney directed.
Yeah.
And they jump around. They get to their little.
It's a good part right here, though.
Looks like the Duke boys are up to no good.
Is this like the director's cut?
Yeah,
let's.
We'll stop. We'll stop. I can't take it.
All right, guys. Tune in for next week.
Worst episode of Mystery Science Theater.
Worst August 15th ever
to date.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you got on the movie?
The hot take. I like James Earl Jones. And
the guy's name is coming to me. Earl? No, not Earl.
God,
the black
I want to say like Dion or something.
Dion Cole.
Dion Cole.
Dion
all
motherfucking
right.
Cole. That's a fucking black
name. I thought I was just being racist by
no,
like Dion. I think
he's Dion. Yo, Dion, get in here.
Come on, bring him out.
Show me a big black dick. Dion.
Yeah, Dion's a funny guy.
Dion's like everybody in the movie was you know, they're all known people. They're not like super known. The girl from Modern Family is super known, but
yeah, it's a little indie movie that they made.
No, it's a bad movie. Even if it's an indie, no matter what it is, it doesn't have to be bad. I know you can be like, oh, we're just trying to make a little movie. Then like,
it still costs money,
and they had to pay Whitney, and they had to pay Neil and Neil's agent. So nobody's working for free. And then to put out this, it was like a fucking, you know, kind of like if you were a doctor and they were explaining things to you, one of those kind of movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was clinical.
Information.
Yeah,
clinical.
It was information. It was.
Just give me some jokes. I don't know. You know, and maybe have the black guy slip in a pile of bananas and be like, I feel like I'm monkeying around here or something like that, you know? The girl helps him up from.
Maybe that's the best punch-up guy in the business, by the way.
Neil was in it.
Direction. I wasn't ready.
Oh, Neil did a little cameo?
Neil's in it?
Yeah, Neil likes to act.
Oh, nothing worse than Charles. What are you? He's he knocking.
That like was he, it. Like he just.
That was it.
Yeah, he Neil, pops he, up a little bit here.
Yeah, he's like
he's fucking, like Stan Lee in all the Marvel
he's like,
movies.
Yeah, he's like right. Frank Gorshin with all those faces he makes.
Yeah.
Hostage. More
hey,
of a hostage.
Hey, Whitney, have a sandwich. Womp womp.
Oh my God, I feel better about my show.
Yep. Yeah.
After watching that. Right, can you imagine going to the movie? Can you imagine being in the movie and then you have to go watch it to the premiere?
Sit
and
there.
Like, that was good, Whitney.
I can't imagine.
Whitney, that was that must be rough, right?
Everyone's got to, like, kiss her ass and, you know, it's...
No, because you don't know. I mean, you know, but you never absolutely know until it opens.
Yeah.
And then it did 19,000.
It was an hour, 40 minutes, and you guys made it 6.5 minutes.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Not bad.
That's probably average people that went.
Do we still get our money back?
Yeah.
I think you still get a refund after.
As soon as the movie started, the guy who ran the ticket office would just hide because he knew everybody was coming for their money.
I remember they closed it down as soon as everybody's in.
Under construction. Under construction.
Yeah.
I remember I watched that American Pie 2 in the theaters, and it was such a piece of shit that 20 minutes in, I just lied. It was at Chelsea earlier on 23rd Street. I just lied to the guy in the, I went to the front, got the manager. I'm like, the sound quality's bad. Something's wrong with the sound. Can I get my money back? I got a refund.
I think you can just say, I don't like this movie. I think they'll give you the money.
For real?
Well, I think so.
They gave me
as long as it's not, as long as you don't make it like more than 15 minutes in.
It's like a meal. Right. You can just, you know, you can't eat the whole thing.
Right.
You're like, this Schindler's List is bumming me out. Get my money back.
How does it end? Because I'm depressed.
Exactly.
I went to a matinee like when I was on the road. I was the only guy in the theater. And I was just looking around. I saw the guy, the projectionist, looking down at me. he's like, is anyone there? What the fuck? Am I running it for nobody?
I remember when the Basic Instinct came out, I saw up on 86th Street at that Clearview Cinema up there.
That's a good one.
He put on his best raincoat.
Well, that's the big thing. I was me in the theater. I was like 18, or maybe I was 18, or 91. Yeah. And there were like four of the guys in the theater. It was like a matinee show, and they were all in like trench coats. It was like,
of course.
Because you kept hearing, you're going to see Sharon Stone's Snatch in the movie. Mm-hmm. So
Sharon wait,
Snatch.
What year was that?
80, 91.
Oh, yeah, because that's super pre-internet porn.
She was. Well, she broke in fucking, what's it, Total Recall. She was in Total Recall. That was
first
big.
Good in that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was a great movie.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't just make a movie and expect people to pay and then have this, like, just a woman talking. Just
nonsense.
You got to have some action.
Yeah. They should
why even if you watch it, even if you watch a kid's movie, they'll start out with something.
Yeah.
Like, to kind of hook you.
Sure.
And then it'll slow down.
They'll
do something else.
Right.
We just can't have a Whitney Cummings.
No.
I don't even know her, but I just know that you just can't do it that way.
What did you say? Gross? What was the...
19,000.
Like 19,000. So that's not even a fraction of like... So that's like Sofia Vergara's craft services, like her fruit baskets.
And it cost a fortune. And then when I was on Crashing, not to...
Go ahead.
Plug it
sure,
again,
sure.
But I was on Crashing, you just see like how many people are involved and they have to, everyone has to be
so
quiet. I mean, it's like people could have taught, you can't ruin it, you know what I mean? There's nothing you can do to make that worse. But all this shit, like quiet on the set, roll tape, whatever the fuck they say, right? You dumb porn.
Speed.
Yeah, speed, ADR.
Yeah, speed.
Sync sound.
And at one point there was the guy goes, what's that noise? The sound guy was like, what's that noise? He goes, I think it's the refrigerator upstairs because they're going at the cellar.
Yeah.
Can you turn it off? I go, it's not going to affect the fucking movie.
Right.
Pete Holmes is Pete Holmes. Whitney Cummings is Whitney Cummings. The end. Right. There's nothing you can do.
Also, you just write into the script. Maybe he improvises. He goes, hey, folks, there's a refrigerator. That's a noise you hear. He can just kind of acknowledge it.
Somebody turn off that fridge.
Yeah.
You put that in there.
Yeah, it's noisy in here. Is there a buzz? Do I hear a buzz?
Anyway, why can't I get on? Why can't I middle no more?
No, it's like golf. It's like golf. Everyone has to be quiet when they golf because that's just what they're used to.
Well, then everyone goes baba booey after they.
No, but I'm saying it's like they don't have to. In other sports, they're not quiet, but golfers are. You know why it is? Because golfers are used to playing in front of nobody.
Yeah.
And then as they get more, they get to professional ranks, and all of a sudden there's people there, but they're used to quiet. Like if you play basketball in high school. There's always going to be noise, so you're used to noise. So the fact that they have to, like, we can make a... And then somebody said Woody Allen always made his movies outside, and there was always noise in his movies. He just fucking dealt with it. And I mean, dealt with the way he fucked his daughter. Listen, but other than that, he made some pretty good movies.
It's New York. You're going to have noise.
Wait, Woody Allen's here.
Yeah, you got the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. It's loud. What are you going to do?
Oh, my God. Shoot. This guy's gold.
I know.
You got a million of them.
Yeah. This guy's gold.
Yeah, my Milton Berle's good, too. So I'm Milton Berle, my biggest cock and show business.
That's not even close to. Well, it's kind of Woody still, right?
It was kind of a Woody, still of a Woody. So
Will
and Burrell
don't even talk like that.
No, he said to win the contest, just take out half of it, Milton.
It's Woody Allen with a little more confidence.
Yeah, a little more. It's like a confident Woody
anyway,
Allen.
Anyway, the fact, all the trouble they go to just to get it quiet is spectacular. For all these scenes, they probably did 10 takes, and they go, Whitney, just do a. I don't like narrating narration movies anyway like that. Scorsese, every movie he makes now is narrated. It's just, it's like, if after a while you're like, all right, we get it. He did it for Goodfellas, and it's like, okay, we get it.
Right.
We get it. It's easier to just have a guy tell you what's happening as opposed to acting it out.
What are you doing? Are you on your phone in the middle of the show?
Just, no, Forrest Gump was, the Forrest Gump, they did it that
Forrest
way?
Forrest Gump, yeah.
Yeah, but that makes sense. They didn't do a sequel. It was
President Kennedy when I was drinking Coca-Cola playing, fucking water polo.
Yeah, but also he had a funny accent. He had a funny accent. Whitney had done have a funny accent. if she was like, get her done, if she had like a funny accent and she had a catchphrase.
Right. Or Sophia Varga, like every scene she's in, she would go, "How do you like these titties?" And she'd pull them out, you know,
or
maybe lick one.
Eat my cholo.
Yeah, eat my cholo, coño.
I just want him to say that.
Yeah, my husband's like a black guy, okay.
Dion, come here, Dion.
Yeah, come on, Dion. Eat my culo because I'm on my period. I know you like red sauce. You know, that kind of thing.
He's like, how drunk are you today? I almost got drunk.
Yeah, we
got
to check in.
I'm doing like five shows every day, so I'm like, I gotta start drinking. I drank last night.
Oh, good for you. What'd you have?
I got a fucking, I was at the market. They have like a liquor store attached to it. And I asked them, I go, is this really, it's a fucking a thing where you just fucking unscrew?
No, like a little miniature?
No, like what is it? There's no cork. You just fucking
wine bottle.
The wine bottle is a screw top.
I'm like, oh my God, why isn't every bottle a screw top?
I think it's just less classy.
I know,
maybe.
But wouldn't it be better for waiters?
It would be. Yeah.
You're like, how do you like that? Yeah.
I've done the move. I'm so blind that I've done the move where I've used a wine opener on a screw top. I pop through. My wife's like, "Honey, that's so."
No, but for real, you don't. If you get it, I just want to. If I want a drink, I just want a drink. I need a fucking drink.
Right.
So I don't. The last thing I need is to come home and the cork gets fucked up or something.
Right, yeah.
So I don't give a shit what it tastes like. And plus, I put ice in a red wine, so it's going to taste...
You put ice in your red wine?
Ice in the red wine,
yeah, it's always going to taste the same. It's going to taste like ice and red wine.
You might as well just go box wine if you're going to
A lot of your new world...
But it's too much.
Too much wine, too volume.
Yeah,
it's really cheap.
I got a box of rosé in the fridge right now. $30 and it's four
bottles. Box of rosé?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's
like a Billy Joel song. Have a box of rosé instead.
Going down Easter, Alexis.
And Pete Corelli comes running in.
Go down together.
All these Long Island hacks come running in.
Yo!
No, they all love Billy Joel so much. It's fucking
ridiculous.
He used to, when he used to MC at the Cellar, They had a bar below Boston Comedy. Every fucking night, he would go there and just play Billy Joel in the jukebox and get drunk and sing. Every night.
Weep.
They love their Billy Joel.
He would just
sing
with anybody that was there. Pete Corelli would just sing with anybody that was there.
They love
fucking Billy Joel. He's pretty good, though, right?
Yeah, he does. He's a good interview, too. I've heard him on Howard a bunch.
Plus, he's like on his fifth wife or something.
Something like that. Weren't he married like a 22-year-old, and then she got the townhouse, and she does like food stuff now and everything.
Yeah, she was using him.
Yeah.
Anybody that wants to have has career motivated, they're using him just for his name.
Anytime a 65-year-old guy is married to a 22-year-old, it's like they both know what the deal is.
Yeah, and also she was on Oprah to sell her book or whatever, and Billy Joel went with her, and then
what a cuck.
And then they go, and then Oprah goes, "Can you sing a song?" He goes, "No." He goes, "No." So I said, and so Pete Corelli, I was on his show when he had it, and he's like, he goes, "Why would she ask him?" I go, "Why would she not ask him?"
Right, because he's
fucking
Billy Joel. Yeah.
So is he gonna? And then for him to just go like, "No," he looks like a dick. But the whole thing's a mess because his wife looks like a cunt for bringing him.
An opportunist,
like everybody's
like her
kinda,
father.
Everyone's trying to take advantage of this guy, and then he's like, "Fuck it, I'm tired of getting."
Right.
But anyway, this new wife, I just read a story because he did his 100th show at Madison Square Garden, and I haven't even done one.
No,
and he did his 100th sold out show. But now he's got like little kids, and he's like 67. Can you imagine?
Yeah, he's got like little kids.
He's older than Lenny.
Yeah, running around. Got a 5-year-old. Going, hey, Billy.
No, he's got like a 3-year-old. I think I have like really young kids.
He does.
I'd be so annoyed if I was his older kids. It's like, you know, Billy's probably worth $500 million, I would imagine. It's like, now you got to share that money with these little assholes.
Yeah, I'm sure they're bitter.
Exactly. And his daughter, and also like his daughter, the one that sings to try to kill herself, like she got his talent, but his looks too.
Yeah.
Christie Brinkley's like 62 years old as a fucking knockout.
Yeah, we'd all do it right now.
Are you kidding me? I would anal cream pie that girl. anal cream pie.
She would let you.
Sure, she would.
Does that really say a lot?
Everybody would just be wanting to be near. Goes, can I anal cream pie?
Yeah,
that's the last thing on earth she would do with you.
Let me come in her ass. Hey, Chrissy Brinkley, I want to come in your ass.
Yeah, oh, she looks good there. She looks kind of like Tina Fey, but she's not good looking.
Oh, is that his daughter?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's kind of sad, but she's wearing a short dress anyway.
This is the 100th show.
Is the what?
The 100th show.
Oh, she brought her. She brought her out.
Did she have like big bandages around her wrists? So she tried to slit her wrists. Thanks, Dad.
She tried to kill herself.
Yeah, she tried to kill herself.
How? With pills?
I don't know. By looking in the mirror. She looked in the mirror.
It is fucked up when your mom's like perfect looking, and then her sister is like hot. Right. Yeah. Her stepsister is hot too.
Of course she is.
Because
they're from different mothers. Wait, she's Christy Brinkley's daughter also?
Yeah, because then she married that Peter Cook guy, right?
Yeah, the guy
from
that was
Long Island.
Fucking, he was fucking the girl who worked in the store.
Everybody. Here's the thing about guys who like really hot women. They're probably not going to be satisfied with just you.
Right.
No. That's what they don't get. Like they're like if he's like because he's got his ego tied into who he's fucking.
Yeah. Right.
So if he's fucking Chris.
Whoa.
So, is that Christy Brinkley?
Very unprofessional.
If he's fucking Christy Brinkley, he might want to fuck somebody else on Long Island.
That's like a hilarious, I think it's Sherrod Carmichael.
I was going to say, not
Sherrod.
Does
a hilarious bit about that where he's like, nobody can believe that like Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. But his whole point is like, do you really think a guy that's that fucking motivated is going to like...
Yeah,
have that much financial success, but then he draws the line at pussy. Like he's not going to be motivated.
That's true. That's it. It's like
of course,
women want you to be aggressive and all these things, but except when it comes to fucking other women.
Yes,
and they want you to be like sexually aggressive with them, but nobody else.
Exactly.
But that's like that. You got to talk to my dick about that.
Exactly.
Like I was so horny today because I was going to get that hand job.
Right.
I was like, I almost got grabbed a woman on the subway.
There you go.
I just grabbed her like an accident. Like I lost my balance.
Right. That big fleshy fucking ass. Sorry, sweetie.
No, just like, oops. Uh-huh.
Hot enough for you?
Yeah.
So anyway, she married this other guy who turned out to be a creep. I mean, Christy Brinkley turns out to be an idiot. She's fucking hanging out with Billy Joel. He's not a good-looking guy, but whatever. And then she's got this other guy who's like a blonde guy from Long Island. So she now has a hot blonde daughter. And then Billy Joel's daughter is like, what the fuck, you know?
She's like, is this bathtub big enough to drown in? I'm asking for a friend.
She's talking to the guy at the Home Depot.
Yeah, Home Depot, right? How many, like, if I was going to hang myself over the side of it.
Kevin talking to his life insurance guy.
Right.
Yeah, there's
just asking hypothetically.
No, I asked my life insurance guy. I asked him so much, and he'd be like, are you serious?
Did you ask him about like the suicide clause?
No, absolutely, because everyone said you don't get paid if you kill yourself. I asked him every time someone said it, I would ask him. He goes, are you going to kill yourself?
Are you actually going to do it?
I go, I don't think so. But the deal was you had to have the plan for a year. You can't sign up and kill yourself. You got to pay your dues, like everything.
So can you?
Kill myself. I could throw myself in front of the G train right now and get paid.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't pick the G. I'd pick the F. I'd pick a better line.
No, not an F. I'd live on the F.
Oh.
Maybe like
I wouldn't pick a line that went through Bed-Stuy.
You want Express.
So they do cover, it does cover suicide.
No, that's why, because it's like everyone, even when you say it to me, I want to call the guy. Because he always does it. Because then I have doubt. I go, can't cover it.
I'm curious,
but they cover it after a year.
That seems like the biggest scam ever. Like
no, because most people that kill themselves, they don't. They're not responsible. You know what I mean? They don't have life insurance. So people that have life insurance are like responsible. They're not probably going to do it.
I would think that would be the biggest concern for somebody though that had a family would be like, I want to make sure my family's taken care
of. That's why I want my kids to go. I don't want my kids to go to community
college.
Right,
you take out a huge life insurance policy, then you off yourself.
So I have until I think Labor Day weekend. So you guys might want to keep an eye on me. Especially we're not even here the last week of August, right? So I might just fucking get a gun and fucking blow my brains out. Facebook Live.
Yeah, you'd have to do it on.
Donate.
How would you really
blow my brains out?
You ever thought about it? How would you do it?
I put a gun in my mouth in my mind.
Gun in your mouth, but then like at the last minute you flinch and you just blow your like half your
people
skull.
Do that. They fuck it up.
Yeah, Richard Jenny did that. He missed.
Did he really?
Yeah, he blew off his face.
Uh-huh.
But then he died. He died after, from the wound.
A lot of people fail at suicide. It happens all the time.
That must be frustrating.
Really
when
frustrating.
You're such I can't even failure, kill myself.
You can't kill
you're like, what are the... I got no luck.
I'm done with this, but this isn't done with me.
Yeah.
I like
that. I can kill myself and get paid $500,000. Mm-hmm. My wife will get $500,000. That's better than her murdering me, because then the kids don't have any parents.
Right.
Then they have to raise themselves.
Right.
Well, she'll go to jail.
Neil will raise them.
Yeah, they go to Uncle Neil.
Uncle
Neil. They show up like little knapsacks.
Neil won't even take them. No. Such a prick.
He would not, right. But you'd have to, because he'd be like the public eye, you know? Like,
yeah, you're right.
He'd rename them, though.
Yeah.
It's my son, Lambo. My daughter Whitney Cummings. Oh my God! So, what do you guys have going on for the weekend?
I love when he asks that. Like we're nine to five, or
like
what do you
I'm,
got going
like
on?
You're Hoda and I'm Kathy Lee. Or
yeah.
Something.
What do you got? What do you got?
Are
you
gonna
do
Chardonnay?
What's going on sailing? For the weekend, boys? Let's dish.
Yeah. Well, okay. Then you
this
guys
is
talk
for
about
this is not even a weekend. Yeah, this is for August 15th.
This is a pre-tape,
oh,
right?
What day is August 15th?
Wednesday.
Oh, it is. Yeah. All right. What are you guys doing on the 16th?
Still nothing.
Still nothing.
No, I'll be in Chicago.
Nothing on the books.
I'm in Chicago right now.
Okay. What are you, zanies?
Unless I killed myself for cash. For $500,000
for cash.
You and I have a similar story about Chicago, and Eddie have told me a story about how you were in a strip club with him.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was not Chicago.
No, in Australia.
Long
time ago, and the stripper stuck her finger right up her cunt, and she stuck it in your mouth, and you were like, "Now I have AIDS."
This is all made up.
No, Eddie told me the story.
Oh,
he said it happened long time ago, probably 20 years ago.
It wasn't 20 years ago.
But do you remember this? Do you remember this happening?
No, I don't. Right, change the fucking subject.
All right.
What was the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is that you were convinced you had AIDS. You're like, I have AIDS now. You're like, now I have AIDS because the stripper. And when I was in Chicago, I was at a strip club, a black strip club, but kind of by accident, clearly. And the stripper.
What do you mean by accident? You could see when you went there anyway?
This is years ago. And
when you had no judgment?
I only go to black strip clubs.
When you weren't racist? You're like, I welcome black strippers. Not anymore.
It was in the south side of Chicago.
Where else? Yeah, that's all I have down there.
You were actually on the south side?
Yeah.
Who are you, Leroy Brown?
Near the Hunteds?
Baddest dude of the whole damn town.
What the fuck? Really?
Me and her the junkyard dog.
You were like traveling on business? How did you get down? Why were you down there?
You weren't on the south. You were like near University of Chicago, Hyde Park or whatever.
Outside of the loop. I asked the concierge at the Hilton where I was staying on
Are you on the South Michigan Avenue?
I was outside of the loop. I was outside. I don't know. It was a 25-minute fucking cab ride. But
they could have been the South.
Yeah,
you could have been in Wisconsin. 25
exactly.
Could have been in Racine.
I'm in the middle of Lake Erie. Where's this strip club? Pretty cold.
That's
choppy
out
here.
That's actually pretty.
I took a boat here. Am I in Detroit?
That's hilarious though. If you got in the cab and he took you to South of Chicago to go to
Tom, take me to a good strip club. He might just take it there.
Sure, maybe that's where he hangs out.
So I went in and the place was empty. It was a juice bar. I was so annoyed. And I sat down and this girl comes over, a little cute black girl.
Fully nude.
Fully nude. And she comes over and she goes,
juice bar.
Yeah, she goes, you want a lap dance? And I told myself, I'm going to spend $140. I said, how much is a lap dance? She goes, it was $30. So like 36 a year. I went to $30 tip. Maybe I can come on my pants after three of these lap dances. So I said, all right, it's a deal. So we
you
go
told
to the
her that? You
no, my
her,
mind. I did all my mind.
Did you give her work the out talk? The logistics with her?
Here's what we're going to do, Kaniqua.
Out a dry erase board.
I'm going to ride this baloney pony until I blow my load in my Dockers, and then I'm going to get a cab and get out of Spooktown. All right. Okay.
Is that what the name of the club, Spooktown?
It was within the Spooktown city limits.
Spooktown district. Historic Spooktown.
Oh, my God.
So she gives me a dance, and it was like, it's not even. And I remember that, like, you know, they have the bouncer that sits there, and there's only me in the whole
place.
Do
I ever?
Yeah. Oh, she sits me so close to the bouncer that my elbow was, like, on his leg. Like,
That's dumb.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room,
you
too.
You can walk around. You can take her to another chair.
Yeah, but I let her kind of take me. I was just kind of like, whatever. So she sits there, and then after the third, she goes, your first time to Chi-Town or whatever? And I said, yeah, I'm from New York. And she goes, and she puts her finger in a pussy, and she takes her finger, and it was wet, because I'm sure she was already turned on by me. And she rubs her finger from my nose down to my chin. At the time, I only had one chin. And she goes, welcome to the big windy. And she goes like this. And like,
I love this girl.
Yeah,
she's a big windy.
Yeah, some of her pussy like juice. Uh-huh. I went, thank you. And I ran to the bathroom. I turned the scalding hot water on, and I washed my face with soap and water.
Nothing happened.
I'm fine. Here I am.
No, you know what does? You know what does? Bacteria will kill. That's why AIDS is from fucking, from ass fucking. because so, it's got to be it's you
well,
got
there's got to be
it's got to be like
blood involved.
No, it's got to be like compressed. It's got to be what is it? Isolated. There can't be any air. It's got to be like Tupperware. You know Tupperware when it's sealed.
Yeah,
that's why when you put a dick. In an ass. You know what I'm talking about, Brian.
I was an altar boy.
No, it gets very tight and there's no room for air.
Right, because
air will kill the germs.
Hey,
on
Kevin,
your
there's no room for error.
Error.
Yeah.
Is that another stripper's name?
Yeah. Put a finger up her
asshole. No, but that's why it's got to be. That's what a doctor told me. He said the air will kill any fucking. So if a girl puts her finger, even if it's bloody. Even if you're in like Africa,
right.
The AIDS capital.
Bula, bula, bula.
Yeah, and she puts it and she's got a bloody finger. You still don't want it on your face, but the air
will
kill.
As long as it's an open air situation,
the air will
good.
Kill the fucking germs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get some weather on it.
Put your finger ass.
That's what my doctor told me, but he's dead now. So.
Died of AIDS. I went to a bachelor party in Johannesburg. Never been the same since. Oh, my God. So anyway.
You don't know, though. But that's why doctors have the advantage, because they know shit. You know what I mean? Like, what? Everybody else is running around. They don't know. Nobody really knows what fucking.
And even
how you
doctors
get AIDS.
Don't know. Like, you got to go to like a.
No, they didn't know because remember they thought if you had oral sex with a woman, you'd get AIDS from having oral sex with a woman.
You can't?
No, you can't because you it's can like it, again, you're the air will fucking kill it, you know?
What about Michael Douglas said you can get throat cancer from eating pussy?
No, he just wanted a divorce.
I know, right.
You know, funny. That's the oldest trick in a book. Mm-hmm. Honey, you gave me fucking.
I'm not eating your cunt.
No, he was always he had chewing tobacco in his mouth. He's like, "Honey, you gave me mouth cancer with your dirty snatch."
That poor girl.
With your cancerous snatch.
Yeah, she has bipolar issues. Like his wife is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I've heard.
Everybody in Hollywood's crazy, right? All the women in Hollywood are crazy, didn't you say?
No, I guess so. Sure, why not? Like Walter Winchell over there.
No, because remember I was waiting to hear from Crashing. You're slamming Judd Apatow's wife.
Oh yeah. Well, I also get annoyed when all these Hollywood guys, they all marry like all these like Jewish guys all marry like these blonde waspy girls.
Right.
And it just annoys me. Oh, not the whole Jew, but it's like you're not.
Ben Stiller did the same thing. Oh, yeah. Ben Stiller and Judd Apatow's wife almost are like the same person.
Yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Blonde
did the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
because they hate being Jews. I don't blame them.
I don't know.
I'm Irish. I hate being Irish. I think being Irish is a fucking curse.
I love Jewish girls, man. I'm telling you.
I never dated one, but I don't think I would like them. If they're anything like Lenny, I don't think I would like them at all.
Probably a better haircut. Nice bald spot, sweetheart.
I don't drink either. Lenny doesn't drink. Can you imagine my new sidekick is a fucking raging alcoholic? Maybe it's me.
Maybe I wonder.
I can't take normal people.
Maybe
the other guy never had a drink till he met me. Yeah. Never had a drink.
I mean, Jimmy Martinez?
No. Jimmy's had plenty of drinks. Jimmy's drinking right now. Lenny Marcus never had a drink until he met me.
And then he started drinking?
No. And then I made him have a beer on air as a
well. It was like
as a bet.
Lose a bet. Yeah,
he lost a bet. So he had a drink. He bought a 20 at 70. I bought a 20 for him. A Budweiser at 7-Eleven or 24. What do they call them? 16 or
a 24 ounce or a big tall? Was
that's
it a
bottle?
The first
time I ever had a beer.
Yeah.
Where you drink? How many drinks have you? You had a box of wine.
I've had six glasses of wine.
The UPS
today.
Guy walks in. Mm-hmm. He brings him his box of wine.
Thank you.
He orders it to the
it's
show.
Better be cold. Is this refrigerated? Is that noise I hear? What did Lenny do with his beer? Did he get woozy?
He said he got real dizzy.
He
went
felt
home. He
funny,
took a nap.
Probably.
He felt funny for the first time in years.
Yeah. About time.
I forget that episode. Yeah. Did he get loose at any point?
No, he just went home. He said he
slept it off.
It'd be funny if then he was like.
Slept it off.
He's like, let's get some coke. And let's fuck some girls.
Yeah, go
like,
all
let's
out.
Raging.
All out.
Became a raging alcoholic. That'd be great if I could do that.
Now he's like Nicolas Cage in the fucking Leaving Las
Vegas. I can get my wife
to
suck my dick once and be like, I love cock.
Yeah.
I need more cock.
You can your dick blown, right?
No, not as much as it should be.
Well, I'll do what I can. I've got
you guys don't even do that.
No.
Yeah, how's that going? Have you got your
me?
Noodle wet
no,
yet?
No. But
are you what doing it somewhere? You dip it in chocolate like a fucking soft, soft cone.
Yeah, like a dilly bar. Doodly
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 no, because
DQ. Doodly
women love ice cream, and they loved it if it's dipped in something.
Tell you what, though, I got to get somebody to trim my balls because my balls are really hairy. It's like
no, your balls, your ball hair.
Well, my balls are no, they're all around it. The whole area is a mess, and it's like I can't do it.
Oh my god!
I have a trimmer, but I can't trim my own balls. So
you need a manscaper.
I found a place on Backpage, which doesn't exist anymore, and they do ball shaving.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And they stop at that?
Well, they do all kind of weird stuff, but they do eyebrow threading, ball. Because I actually called him. It was this Chinese lady. And
is it near your house?
No, it's in the West 30s. Actually, it's not too far from here.
Let's walk over.
Yeah. Let's go. You get your hand job. I'll get my balls waxed.
Take a trip.
And
you get your eyebrows finished.
Yeah, I'll get my eyebrows fixed. I got like a...
What happened to your eyebrows?
They're prominent.
Yeah, they're very thick.
They're very thick.
Do they get real long ones?
Yeah, I do. I got to kind of take care of them a little bit.
Sometimes he gets them all... Yeah. When he smokes some weed, he gets them all rasta.
Yeah, bumble clot. Man, they call me Bob Marley eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Sure do.
I've never heard that before.
Marley brows.
Marley brows. Bumble clot.
Marley brows, man.
Marty, man. You get any pussy? What's going on with you?
Here and there. I got a Tinder date tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Yeah, these apps are like trouble.
You haven't met her yet?
Yeah, no, I haven't met her.
So that's where you have a date? I thought it was just like that day. You do it. You don't. People are usually
you gotta go on a date. It's not like, you know, Grinder or something.
You're gonna pay?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's the whole the whole dance is actually fun though. Like the whole kind of like.
And where are you gonna meet her?
Instead of
Rockefeller Center, in a movie,
probably at this
top
empty
of the rock.
Skating rink.
I guess the kind of girls you like.
No,
I'm guessing an Applebee's.
Or she's like 14.
Some sort of rib place.
Actually, that's the crazy that she's 33 years old.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, it's weird, but I'm getting into age appropriate territory.
Wow.
Is she African American?
Picture of her?
Yeah, yeah. She's black. Yeah.
Can we see
straight
a picture?
Up black?
Yeah, she's just like, I'm pretty sure she's straight up black.
And she has a job.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like it. Seems like she's got a good job. Yeah,
that's gonna be cool.
I
Can we
actually,
go along? What is it? Thursday?
What's
tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Which is weird because usually like
Friday,
that kind of app based stuff that doesn't happen on weekends. That's usually weeknights. But she was like, "I'm free tomorrow," so I don't know. But it's really crazy. It's like getting to be a problem.
You just met her today.
It was just like you match and then you just start chatting.
Fuck, for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's like, it's
see,
really.
I'm taking off my ring as you say
becoming,
that.
it's really time consuming.
I just want the mystery of it.
It's amazing. It's like,
I just want to meet somebody who's done know all my fucking stories, right?
Yeah.
I can start new. It'll end up the same, but I want to start new.
You set it for a 1 mile radius, so it's literally just like girls that are.
In your neighborhood?
In your neighborhood.
In Queens?
Yeah.
And so you're just going to meet her at the Dunkin' Donuts near the train station?
Probably.
That's
probably
the best place in your neighborhood, right?
Probably get her a hot cocoa.
I walked
to Queens
house,
is like, that's not my house. That was my recording studio.
Oh, right,
that's
right,
kind
right.
of a shitty part. That's like Woodside, Queens.
Right.
And in a very industrial part. I live in like Astoria, which is very...
Oh, Astoria's
nice. The middle of Astoria, too, is really gentrified.
Take it
now.
To a Greek place. I'm kidding, of course. Anyway, everything a Greek
Caravis.
Place in Astoria?
You know what they say, that army, they always keep behind their man.
What do they say?
The army. They always get behind their man. Greek army, they'd fuck each other in the butt.
Oh, because Greek style.
You're like,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, if you live near a Dallas barbecue?
No.
Get
one
of those giant, like, blended, like,
raspberry. That is kind of, I heard you people like barbecue.
Yeah, I heard that you guys.
Can I go wrong with a Dallas barbecue, miss?
My friend used to wait tables at the Dallas barbecue on 23rd Street, and he said that we get tipped in Metro cards. Like, they dip him with a Metro.
Am I wrong to assume you love barbecue, my lady?
Right. The cornbread here is spectacular.
It's to die for in a drive-by.
With a lady like a quarter dark meat chicken with her 64-ounce pina colada?
You go to this place and be like, what? How can they say black people are wrong? This place, it's fucking delicious.
It's bad.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
It's a fucking quarter pound dark and those huge fucking drinks.
Right. Garcon, maybe you have two Long Island iced teas, please. Make them strong.
I was talking to a friend of mine about that.
And
about
we're not going to dip.
About, like black people in chain restaurants. And he said, we value consistency. That's what he said. He's like, we just like some consistency.
Wow. No, you can put a tip. All right,
that guy would live in the house 140 years ago.
Enough.
You can put a tip on a check, but they don't have to pay it. Even if it says on a menu.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't.
Parties
have to.
Of six or more, we put an 18% gratuity. They don't have to pay it by law.
No. It's optional.
And black people know the law because they're always arrested on the.
Oh, God.
As they age.
Now, Adam, I think I know the answer to this question. Uh-huh. Is this young lady, what would you call Zoftig?
Zoptic.
We got to wrap it up soon.
Oh, actually, not really. No, this really? Dude, she's a little slimmer.
A little
bony? So, yeah, I'm not
chicken
that
head. Are you like a hefty girl?
I like him a little, not fat, but like bony. Thick. I like him thick.
Good.
Like, well,
you're gonna hit a lot of home runs, Chipper. You're gonna hit a lot of home runs in this town. No, you're like a thick black girl.
Yeah, well, I could show Kevin pictures because he has vision, but yeah, yeah. But they're, you know, little in the middle, like Sir Mix-a-Lot. You know,
little,
what I mean?
Like a small waist, big boobs, and a small waist.
Yeah, but like a small waist, yeah, and not fat, but just like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
Ruben.
Yeah, we know. Me and Adam know.
Yeah, we know. BBW.
Not BBW, though. BBW's like
a
different...
big butts, and I cannot lie.
You other brothers might decry, right? Garcelle, separate checks for myself and my lady. What bus line runneth past this Dallas barbecue? Thank you very much.
Well, separate checks. That'd be classy. I'm going to tip. I don't know about her, but I'm going
to
tip.
And I'm only tipping on my half, though, so you two have to work it out on your own. Do we have to wrap it up? Are you sure? You got to go? Home run.
Kumia starts in 18 minutes, and the guys need a break. They need to go smoke their crack out front of the building.
Oh, don't zing this.
Need to relax.
All right.
Anyway, shout out to Female Brain. What a fucking snooze. Listen,
Running in the theaters? Maybe
no, I didn't watch it. Yeah, maybe take your lucky lady to that movie.
I take her to Female Brain.
That's bullshit.
You know, I work with Neil's brother.
Yeah, and it's not a bad idea because then you put that on the VCR.
Sure.
And then she's like, let's just fuck.
Yeah.
She'd rather do anything but watch that movie, so she might want to fuck
her.
You.
Yeah,
can I have two tickets to Female Brain, 8 boxes of Milk Duds, and do you have high C? Thank you very much.
Okay, Brian McCarthy. Adam, what's your Twitter?
At Adam Hinnaker, H-I-N-I-K-E-R.
Yeah, we're trying to get Adam's Twitter.
I don't ever plug it because I didn't have much of a social media presence. But people give me shit because I don't tweet. I didn't know anybody cared.
After your date this Friday, you're gonna have a big social media.
Watch out! it's called AIDS. At Brian P. McCarthy, and of course BrianPatrickMcCarthy.com for all your Brian McCarthy needs.
Hudson Web Development. Mm-hmm. He put that together.
He's
right
on the front page.
Beautiful.
Bruce.
Obviously,
he did a great
job. I'm taking Bruce to the beach on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I saw Bruce. He said he's invited to the beach. And I said,
Bruce to the beach.
Oh, my God.
I said, wear your short shorts.
Oh, you got
children's book.
Take them off.
And bring something that Brian can pet before he starts petting you.
Uh-huh.
Bring a stuffed animal.
Bring something.
Anyway, happy August 15th, everybody. I'll be at Chicago at Zany's and Rosemont this week. And God bless America.
Yep.
Kevin Brennan 666 on Instagram and Twitter.
There you
Facebook.
Go.
Fuck you. $100 billion down today. They lost $100 billion. Facebook.